Hello, and welcome to Five for Today. David, a shepherd boy who became the king of Israel, wrote in Psalm 8, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory above the heavens. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him. I feel that David's thoughts are very appropriate as we have recently been reminded of the 50th anniversary of man setting foot on the moon. It was on July the 20th, 1969, the Apollo 11 lunar model Eagle landed on the moon with astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin. Many throughout the world witnessed the historic event live on their television screens and will never forget the famous words uttered by Neil Armstrong as he set foot on the surface of the moon. One small step for man, but a giant leap for mankind. The few words of David the Psalmist I read earlier were also read by Buzz Aldrin inside the lunar module shortly before he stepped onto the surface of the moon. The Apollo 11 mission to the moon was a true testament to the courage of those individuals involved, and also to the teamwork and knowledge of the entire NASA team. Furthermore, as a result of space exploration, we have seen tremendous advances in health and medicine, such as the development of artificial limbs, scratch-resistant lenses, water filtration, emergency blankets, and many other items. I wonder what the Old Testament writer of the book of Daniel, in chapter 12, verse 4, where he writes that there would come a time in the future when man's knowledge would increase. I wonder what he would think if he could have time travelled from the date of writing to the present day to see the advances in technology. Those few words were written at a time when there was no running water, no gas, no electricity, no television, radio or telephone, planes, trains and automobiles. Daniel simply would not recognise the place we call Earth. James, or Jim Irwin, was the eighth man to set foot on the moon when he was involved in the Apollo 15 mission. It is very interesting what he had to say about his experience on the moon. He writes, The Earth reminded us of a Christmas tree ornament hanging in the blackness of space. As we get further and further away, it diminishes in size. Finally, it shrank to the size of a marble. The most beautiful, warm, living object looked so fragile, so delicate, that if you touched it with a finger, it would crumble and fall apart. Seeing this has to change a man, has to make a man appreciate the creation of God and the love of God. The entire space achievement is put into perspective when one realizes that God walking on the earth is more important than man walking on the moon. Jim went on to say, I believe that God walked on the earth 2,000 years ago in the person of Jesus Christ. I have totally yielded my life to the Lord's service to tell people everywhere about the life-changing message of Christ. Jim's experience on the moon changed his life dramatically in terms of his relationship with God. He landed on the moon, and as he said, a nominal Christian, but landed back on Earth devoting his life to the God who put the heavens and the earth into space in the first place. Psalm 103 verse 11 states, For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is God's love for those who fear him. We might not walk on the moon like Jim Irwin, but we can discover and know the love of God through his Son Jesus Christ and have the same life-changing experience here on earth. Thank you for listening to your Five for the Day.